Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has doubled down on his call for a total and complete ban on Muslims entering the United States, despite condemnation from around the world and within his own party. In an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, Trump defended his proposal by comparing it to the detention of Japanese Americans, Germans, and Italians under President Franklin Delano Roosevelt during World War II.
What I'm doing is no different than what FDR's solution for Germans, Italians, Japanese, you know, many years ago.
So you're for internment camps?
This is a president who was highly respected by all. He did the same thing. If you look at what he was doing, it was far worse.
Donald Trump said his proposal to ban Muslims from entering the United States would not apply to U.S. citizens. His remarks were condemned across the political spectrum, including by his fellow Republican candidates. Retired neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson called it unconstitutional. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham called it downright dangerous. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie called it ridiculous. And Florida Governor Jeb Bush called Trump, quote, unhinged. Florida Senator Marco Rubio tweeted, Trump's habit of making offensive and outlandish statements will not bring Americans together, unquote. Texas Senator Ted Cruz rejected the proposed ban, but praised Trump for, quote, focusing America's attention on the need to secure our borders, unquote. Trump also faced criticism from the Democrats, including White House spokesperson Josh Earnest.
The fact is that what Donald Trump said yesterday disqualifies him from serving as president. And for Republican candidates for president to stand by their pledge to support Mr. Trump, that in and of itself is disqualifying.
Donald Trump's critics also included St. Petersburg, Florida Mayor Rick Kreisman, who tweeted he would bar Trump from entering St. Petersburg, quote, until we fully understand the dangerous threat posed by all Trumps, unquote.